Welcome to Thoughts on the Market. I'm Sarah Wolf from the Morgan Stanley U.S. Economics team. Along with my colleagues bringing you a variety of perspectives, today I'll talk about the U.S. federal tax refund season. It's March 5th at 10 a.m. in New York. The IRS began accepting tax returns for the 2023 tax year on January 29th, 2024. This is about a week later than when they started accepting tax returns in 2023. As a result, the number of refunds and the total amount of refunds issued by the end of February is about 12% where they were at the same time last year. However, if we look at the average refund amount that households are getting in the third and fourth week of tax refund season, they're about in line with the prior year. As such, we expect that total refunds will ramp up to an average amount similar to last year. So that's about $3,100 per person. While data show that refunds can fluctuate notably on a weekly and daily basis, total tax refunds through the end of February ran about in line compared to the same period over the past 5 years. Let's remember, though, they're not going to be as high as 2022, when refunds were much larger due to COVID-related stimulus programs. So we can compare it to the past 5 years apart from 2022. February through April remains the period where most tax refunds are received and spent, with the greatest impact on consumer spending in March. Our own AlphaWise survey of household intentions around the refunds reveals that households typically spend about a third of their refunds on everyday purchases, such as grocery, gas, apparel. Another third goes towards paying off debt, and the remaining third into savings. Last year, higher inflation pushed more households to use their refunds on everyday purchases. This year, it's likely that everyday purchases will remain a top priority, but we do think that more refunds will go in towards paying off debt than last year. There's a couple reasons why we think this. The first, there was an expiration of the student loan moratorium at the end of 2023. This is affecting millions of student loan borrowers and putting more pressure on their debt service obligations. And then we're also seeing rising credit card and consumer loan delinquencies, which reveal pressure to pay down debt. If we look at spending intentions by income group, upper-income households are more likely to save any tax refund they may get or spend it on home improvement and vacations, so a bit more on the discretionary side. When we think about tax liabilities instead of refunds, anomalous factors makes this year's tax season a poor comparison to last year, because last year several states got an extended deadline due to natural disasters. A delayed tax deadline largely impacts filers who have a tax liability or a complicated financial situation and prefer to file later. This has larger implications for the fiscal deficit, since delayed tax remittances caused a larger deficit in the third quarter of 2023, and then it narrowed in the fourth quarter when remittances came in. But in terms of refunds and consumer spending, filers who expect refunds tend to file early and on time. An extension of the deadline has very little impact on this group of consumers. All in all, based on early data, we think that the total U.S. federal tax refunds this year will be similar to last year, though higher than pre-COVID years due to inflation. Barring factors that can lead to a significant shift of the filing deadline, we should see a more normal timeline for tax remittances, but it is still important to track closely how the tax season evolves. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share thoughts on the market with a friend or colleague today.
The preceding content is informational only and based on information available when created. It is not an offer or solicitation, nor is it tax or legal advice. It does not consider your financial circumstances and objectives and may not be suitable for you.